While there's currently a mishmash of competing cyber bills vying for attention on Capitol Hill, the most contentious divide is over whether or not to give the federal government new powers to set cybersecurity standards for the nation's most critical privately held infrastructure, perhaps including the power grid, key internet service providers, and parts of the financial services industry. The proposal advanced by the White House would do just that, as would legislation proposed by Senators Joe Lieberman and Susan Collins. That bill's chief rival in the Senate is a package sponsored by Senator John McCain and other lawmakers who are wary of adding a new regulatory burden to private businesses. The McCain proposal would rely on increased information sharing between the government and industry and between businesses to protect critical infrastructure from cyber attacks. Howard Schmidt, the White House cyber coordinator, says information sharing is indeed critical, but it's insufficient.
If information sharing was enough, that's all we would have asked for. But there's other components. There's got to be a clear message from a cybercrime perspective that hold people accountable to a higher level when they interfere with critical infrastructure. There's got to be a higher level when it comes to organized crime. Another component of this is the area when it comes to government systems. We have to move from an environment where to be FISMA compliant, you can still be insecure. We want to flip that around. By becoming secure, you indeed become FISMA compliant. And that's what we're working now with continuous monitoring, trusted internet connections, the ability to make sure we're doing strong authentication, not only the humans to the machines, but machines to machines. And have a mechanism to do this on a basis where we can look at it in any given moment and find out where we are and fix these things. The ability to be competitive in hiring is another piece that we're looking at.
The McCain bill does include many of those components, including FISMA updates to emphasize continuous monitoring in federal agencies and enhanced penalties for cyber criminals. But private infrastructure operators would only be subject to cybersecurity standards for services they provide directly to federal agencies. Schmidt says all operators of core critical infrastructure should have to prove to the government and to their customers that they're doing all they can on the cybersecurity front.
And one would think that would not be that big of an ask. Because I think all of us, when we contract with somebody, when we look for services, we don't go out and look to buy an automobile that says, yeah, I might or may not decide to add brakes. I might or might not decide to have tires in there that aren't bald. These are things that we expect for safety and security. We have to do the same thing when it comes to the core critical infrastructure.
Schmidt argues that protecting DOD and other federal systems is vital, but it's not the federal government's only responsibility on the cyber front. He says state and local governments would be devastated by the after effects of a digital attack on critical infrastructure, as would private businesses. He says it's the federal government's responsibility to prevent those attacks in the first place.
We have natural things that take place that affect their businesses. Snowstorms, hurricanes, ice storms, wind storms, you name it. They're out of business for reasons that we can't control. But can they afford to be out of business for any period of time in today's economy because the core critical infrastructure was not available to them? Yes, we care about it for the military. Yes, we care about it for government operations on the federal side. But where's the impact really lie if we don't have core critical infrastructure? It's not just the federal government. It's the state and local governments and the small, medium-sized businesses that we have to protect. So when people talk about the proposed legislation specifically and talk about the impact on businesses, let's look underneath that top layer. Let's look at all the businesses that will be affected if these things aren't better protected.
Schmidt spoke Tuesday at a cybersecurity conference at Georgetown University, as did Bill Lynn, who just stepped down as Deputy Secretary of Defense. He agrees critical infrastructure is a national security issue, but that's about as far as the federal government should extend its regulatory powers.
Cyber has become essentially the central nervous system of our economy. It is critical to whole aspects of what this nation does. That said, not all cyber issues are national security issues, and in fact, most are not. There's a whole series of issues that are law enforcement issues that I don't think the Department of Defense, the national security agencies have any business getting involved in. So I think the line extends to critical infrastructure in terms of national security, but at this point, not beyond. Individual security, protecting your identity, I don't treat as a national security issue. So a very important issue. It's very important government issue, but it's more of a law enforcement, not a national security.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.